So hello and welcome to the Football Fans Podcast on the road to Russia. We are going to be giving, I'm going to be giving some content and a bit of a kind of a diary en route to the World Cup on behalf of the Football Fans Podcast. I've taken a slightly different and unorthodox route to Kaliningrad, where Belgium and England will be playing their third and final group game to find out who tops that group. I'm coming via Poland. So I'm now in Gdansk. I've just landed at Gdansk Airport, and I came Amsterdam and connected via to Gdansk. I'm going to be here for a day and a half where there's going to be lots of, I've already seen lots of England and Belgium fans already. I've seen a few Swiss fans as well. They must have a game in Kaliningrad as well at some point soon. Looking forward to it. I'm speaking to lots of football fans and finding out what they reckon, in particular obviously Belgium and England fans, but I want to just get a flavour of what's happening out here, because being back in the UK, it seems like it's been one big party out here, and I want to sample a little bit of that as well. So as per title of the podcast, Football Fans, we're speaking to as many football fans as possible en route to Russia. So it's the first morning here in, where am I, Gdansk, and what time is it now? It's 6:20 in the morning. I'm just getting ready for a taxi now to take me to meet some England fans that are going to be heading off to Kaliningrad today. I'm not heading off to Kaliningrad until tomorrow, but I'm going to meet some of the England fans that are going to be heading off today. There were some on my flight that were quite lively and quite energised and excited about the trip, and obviously the game against Belgium. There's quite a lot of people that have taken the route to Russia via Poland, whether that's from the UK, Belgium, wherever. And a lot of people, it works out economically better to travel by a bus and couple of other flights before you get to Russia. It works out actually a lot cheaper. So yeah, there's a lot of football fans traveling to the World Cup and doing it via Lithuania or via Poland as well. And yeah, looking forward to meeting these guys and kind of talking to them and finding out what their predictions for the game are, and how they think Gareth Southgate's men are getting on, and how much they're looking forward to Russia as well. I know it's quite a lot of people's first time in Russia, other people's not their first time. So yeah, we're looking forward to meeting these guys and getting enthused by their excitement ahead of England's game against Belgium. Okay, so give me your opinion on what went wrong for the Polish team. Because you got some good players there, man, but it's like it just never worked out.
Players is a good team? No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because every tournament, every World Cup, every European Championships, a lot of people in the UK say, oh, Poland, they're going to surprise people. They have some good players. Everyone looks at Italy, Germany, yes. Spain, the big nations. I was like, well, no, but don't forget Poland. Poland might do something. And every time you disappoint. Why?
I don't know.
Because we like Lewandowski. We're big fans. I love Lewandowski, man.
Lewandowski, he's a good player. He's big player.
Yeah. But for Poland, no. Oh man, that's a shame. Who are the players you like for Poland?
Lewandowski.
He's your favorite player.
Yes, this is favorite players. Favorite. Lewandowski. Young player. Zieliński.
Okay, yeah.
Kownacki. Uh-huh. Power.
Yeah, strong players, yeah. Nobody else. Nah. So, are you enjoying the World Cup? Apart from Poland, are you really enjoying this World Cup? Have you watched many games?
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup? Brazil, Germany, Argentina, Spain.
Spain.
Yeah, you think Spain has got a good chance?
Spain. England.
I was going to say, what do you think about England? Did they have a chance?
England. Yeah. Yes. It's good. Good team. It's a young team.
Yes, very young. Very young.
It's a very nice football.
Do you know much about Harry Kane in Poland?
Yes,
do you follow Harry Kane?
Yes. Harry Kane is... Yes. Better. Number one, Harry Kane.
Ah, better than Lewandowski. Not that good. Number two.
I watch Premiership.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Kane is he's good.
He's phenomenal.
Kane and Lewandowski.
On the same level. Okay. We'll take that.
If Lewandowski is Poland player, yes? Nation.
Yes, of course. No, I get you. So you think England can go far in the competition? You think England can go to the final?
England in final? Yes.
Yeah?
It's big chance.
Okay, interesting.
It's big.
Interesting. And as the nation in Poland here, is the whole country interested in this World Cup? Is there a frenzy? Is there an excitement about the World Cup in Poland, or not so much in Poland?
Nation?
Are you excited about the World Cup as a country?
Spain. So many questions.
Sorry. What I'm asking is, in Poland,
yes.
Do many people watch the World Cup?
Poland team. Half nation.
Yeah.
All football world champ. 10 millions.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. That's good.
In Poland, 40 million.
Yeah.
Children. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Big population.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Very, very.
So
good, and big.
Big teams.
Yes.
So you support Liverpool. Why do you support Liverpool?
Young.
When you were younger.
I
as a baby, you follow Liverpool.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In the TV.
Yeah.
Match. Liverpool.
Yeah.
Juventus Turin.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And Juventus. Interesting. Okay.
Tragedy. In Poland,
yeah.
Is in Gdańsk, Lechia Gdańsk.
Okay.
All world,
yeah.
Is Liverpool.
Liverpool, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm looking in TV.
For Liverpool.
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch the Champions League final against Real Madrid?
No.
What happened, man?
I'm not happy.
No.
Liverpool.
They lose.
Not winning. I'm not happy.
No, of course. My team is Arsenal. So we had Wojciech Szczęsny a few years ago. Do you think he's a good
Szczęsny and Fabianski?
And Fabianski. Yes. Both of them. Yes. Are they good goalkeepers? Do you like them or not? Yes, not so much.
Yes, Chesney is good goalkeeper. Very good.
Yeah.
And now he's Juventus.
Juventus,
yes.
Right? That's right.
Fabianski, West Ham.
West Ham. That's right. That's right. That's right.
West Ham. In Liverpool is very, very good young player, Bielik.
Okay, no, I've not heard of him. Is he good?
He's good. Good. Okay. Yes, good.
Is there anybody else, Polish players, that we should look out for in the future? Any young players you can tell me?
Zieliński.
Yes.
Zieliński is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kownacki. Bielik in Arsenal.
Bielik, yes.
Yes, he's good
yes.
player.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Lewandowski, Błaszczykowski, and team in Poland, out.
Yeah, they leave Poland.
Young player.
Yeah.
Young.
They get more money in other countries.
Yes. In Liverpool is good, very good manager. Klopp is.
Klopp, you like
yes.
Klopp. Strong manager.
Yes, strong man. Yes. In Arsenal, Wenger, 26 years, yes?
22 years, but 22. Yeah, now he's gone. Now, nah, yes, finally.
And now.
Unai Emery.
Emery, yes. PSG.
It's a new era, new time, new beginnings.
Maybe Emery is
better.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope so, man. So we're now at the border. It's day two on our trip here, and we are at the border. Been in about half an hour with the England fans on a bus. We just had our passports taken from us to be checked over, and I think they're coming back now, and we'll be on our way. The vibe is quite. Fans are quite excitable without being over the top. Looking forward to the game today. I'm still trying to find a way to get into the game. I will get in there some way, somehow. You know I'm going to do it. So we're still on, what day is it now? This is day number two. Evening time. The England game is about 2 hours away. Long day, man. I've been walking around for half the day. Trying to find my apartment. It was proper hidden away, and they've locked off a lot of the access because of the stadium, which is quite near to the stadium. Locked off a lot of the access, so you can't drive certain places. You can't even walk certain places, which makes it a bit difficult. But eventually I found it. It was proper vex, man. But I got it in the end. Had a shower, had a change off. And I'm looking forward to this game, man. There's a lot of England fans here. There's even more Belgium fans, significantly more Belgium fans here. So I'm going to try and get some of these Belgian fans to talk to us and tell us a little bit about some of their big boys and, you know, how they view this game and if they want to throw it, inverted commas, to finish second, and what their prospects are about the whole World Cup overall. We've just seen that Senegal have gone out, Colombia have gone through, so all the African teams now, they're all out, which isn't cool. But they've got to come better, man. They've got to come better than that. And Colombia through, yeah, so Colombia, potential opponents for England, they could be a difficult game. Looking forward to it, man. There's good energy out here. It's really hot, man. But yeah, good energy. Just walking to the stadium now. Yeah, we're checking after the game. Hopefully England will be victorious. I'm predicting actually a 2-2. I think it'll be a 2-2 draw. But yeah, man, let's do it. Team Southgate, yeah. So yeah, I'm out here pre-game before England, Belgium, and I bucked up to Arsenal fan TV host Robbie La. Robbie, say, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Good? I'm good.
You've been here for a minute, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here for 2 weeks now.
How you finding it?
It's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The weather's been like this every day, sunny, hot. The people have been so, so friendly. I'll tell you, I can't say more about them. They've been absolutely brilliant. The way it's been organised, the policing, everything has been absolutely superb so far. Really and truly, it's sad that so many English fans missed out because they didn't come because they were frightened off. Because, you know, you'll find, not so much at this game, but most of the games, we've been outnumbered. Yeah. England were outnumbered by Tunisian fans. They were outnumbered
There's much more Belgium fans here.
There's probably more Belgium
fans. Much more Belgium fans.
We've had games where we've been outnumbered even more than this. And you know that England supporters normally outnumber everybody else.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a shame that fans have been put off. I know that at home they've really been getting behind it, but over here it's been brilliant. And I'm so glad I came. It's been excellent.
Yeah, time. And we bring you in truth. So the football now, we made it so far. Two wins out of two.
Yeah.
Two little idiot teams, but we got the job done.
Yeah, real talk.
Today, I feel like Southgate can't really win because if he wins it, they'll say, oh, he only won it because Belgium made changes. Yeah. If he loses it, they'll be like, oh, how can you lose it? So what's your view on what they should do now they should approach this game?
For me, they need to go for the win, fam. You understand? Because you need to keep momentum going. Mm. You don't want to lose momentum. The way we've been attacking has been amazing, fam. Mm. You understand? I've had to pinch myself a couple of times, blood. Because I can't believe this is England.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I weren't really happy with the appointment of Southgate. But he's growing on me still, you understand? Because he makes changes at the right time. He picks players that are on form.
Mm-hmm.
He don't really care about names and them thing there. Like certain other managers picks you on names, even if you're playing shit, you're getting in the team. But with Southgate, like, I think he can't do no wrong at the moment. I think the whole country's behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's supporting the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad, fam, for me personally, because you know the thing already, Arsenal, and I've got Kane going mad with it. You get me? And I keep getting man making memes about, oh, look at Troops. He's an undercover Tottenham fan. Man, need to realise, doggy, he's in an England top. He's not in a Tottenham top. You get me? When August comes, he's a pagan again. Simple as blood. But right now, he's my brother. And I'll ride out for him. You get me? Even Ali, the little peanut head. You get me? But it is where it is, fam. We got to back the team. You know what I mean? And hopefully we get the win. I'm going for a 2-0.
Okay.
I think we're going to keep our first clean sheet. I think Belgium, with all the changes they'll make, I think that if we make changes, we can still put man like Rashford in, man like Welbeck, man like Vardy. The pace is still there. The attack's still there. So we're still a threat going forward.
While I've got you both, just very briefly, we're on Arsenal. We've been active this summer.
Yeah. For a change.
For a change, indeed. Are you happy so far what you're seeing, the moves that Emre's making? What we reckon?
I'm happy still because he's actually addressing the issues that need to be addressed, i.e. the right-back situation. He's looking at a DM. I think the goalie as well. I think all we need is maybe a winger. If we can get like a top winger, like maybe that Gelson Martins from the Portuguese player. If we can get him in, one minute. If we can get him in, then maybe we can look forward, innit? I'm not really looking and thinking to myself, yeah, we're going to win the league and whatnot. I think next year is more trying to get top four, win the Europa League. And obviously, Emery's king of the Europa, mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to the European journey.
You like what you've seen so far?
Yeah,
even
like
outgoings as well, because I know you weren't happy to tell you about Wilshere going.
I
personally was. But are you
in and outgoings? I understand Wilshere going because Emery's saying I can't guarantee you first team football, and I hope he's going to be like that with every player. That they're not guaranteed
ruthless.
First. Yeah. I wanted someone to be ruthless, kick these players up the arse. You know what I mean? Because some of them they've had it very easy for the past couple of years. You know, it's been so comfortable, and I want him to remove that comfort from the club. But I still think I'm happy so far with the signings, but I still want to see a marquee signing come in that gets us excited. I know he's buying players that we need.
Give me a name. Who's the name that you think, bam, if that man comes in, what about this team?
I'd love him to get Ousmane Dembele from Barcelona. I know that they were trying to do it. Russians asking us for pictures here. I know that they'd love us to do it, but we're taking pictures.
We're getting a photo here. Hold tight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You look like Lennox Lewis.
Thank you.
So listen, somebody like that, somebody that really gets the fans excited.
Do you know what I want as a marquee signing? I want Koulibaly. I want a beast defender that can. I really rate him.
They're not going to get him, though. They're not going to get a Koulibaly. I don't think Napoli would sell him. And I think Napoli, the sort of money that they're going to demand. I mean, I'm with you. I'd like to see.
I think 50 million gets him out of there.
I think it'd be more than that.
You think?
Yeah, I think what happened with that Koulibaly thing is once, you know, Liverpool paid £75 million for a defender, the price of Koulibaly just went through the roof. So they're going to want the same sort of money. Yeah. And for me, you know...
Sorry, can you make a photo with you? Okay?
Yes.
Only one photo.
Give me one second.
I told you the Russians are so friendly, didn't I? I told you, I'm loving them.
Let's wrap it up there. Thank you very much, Robbie. Respect.
Okay, so it's day three. We're in Kaliningrad, and it's the day after the England-Belgium game. England, as we know, lost 1-0. It was pretty crap game. I gave it all the big hype before the game. I thought it'd be a really good game, even with the changes made, but it was pretty bad. It seemed obvious both teams didn't want to go all out to try and win the game. I wouldn't go as far as to say throw the game, but both teams seemed to play at 70%, which made for a really bad spectacle. And I think the fans deserved more. The fans pre-match were really up for it, really lively, integrated really well. And I think that they deserve better than that. The fans did their bit and were on form. Just a shame the players weren't. I mean, England still don't subscribe to this. England have the easier draw of the World Cup. I think it's a really dangerous attitude to have. Colombia next for England. That's a game I think England will win, but I think it's a game that England could easily lose as well. Colombia are not they're no mugs. They're a good team with good players, and they're wily as well. A very wily team, Colombia. So that England could go out, but I think England will get through that game. I think they'll find a way, and then they're into the quarters, and then that's when it gets really exciting. The fans have been brilliant out here, man. Mainly Belgium and English fans, but a few French and German and even Moroccan fans are still out here in Kaliningrad. It's been a good 48 hours. A bit of a down day today. Friday, no football today. I'm going to still try and find some fans to speak to. Hopefully we can get the views post-match. The day after, even, from some England and Belgium fans. So it is, what day is it? It's day three, I think. Day four, whatever. Of my time here for the Football Fans Podcast in Russia for this World Cup that's going on, as you all well know. I'm heading back home now. I'm at the airport. It's early in the morning, and it's quite a nice day, actually. It's quite bright, quite warm. And it's like 7 in the morning. Just gone 7 in the morning. I'm waiting for my flight back to the UK via St. Petersburg. Short trip here in Russia for this World Cup. And it's been really interesting. First time in Russia, and I've really enjoyed it. It's a very, very... curious place, I think, is probably the best word to describe it. It's very interesting. Been treated really well. All the fans I've been speaking to out here have been gushing almost in their appraisal of the country and how the people have treated them. And I have to echo those sentiments as well. I've seen no trouble. I've seen no arrests. I've seen no dramas. I've seen no hostility, no tension. It's just been really, really good. All the fans have behaved themselves. All the authorities have treated the fans with respect. It's pretty much been an almost perfect trip, apart from the actual football game that I saw, which was England-Belgium. It wasn't a great game for reasons which I think we all know and saw. And it was just a really anticlimax, considering the 24 hours leading up to the game that I was a part of, spending time with the fans out here. It was really, really, really non-event, really. But hey-ho. We'll speak to the boys on the podcast. Hoping to do a podcast tomorrow. This pod should be out and up the day before the regular podcast goes out. We'll discuss the actual football in a bit more in depth. But I just wanted to kind of just give a bit of a fan's perspective from on the ground out here. And it's been good. It's been really enjoyable. I will be coming back out to Russia, providing England get to the semi-finals. So the next couple of rounds won't be here. So England obviously are playing Colombia And then I believe either Switzerland or Sweden, it will be in the quarterfinals. So those two games, assuming England come through those two games, I will give a miss. But if England get to the semi-finals, it's very, very likely I will be coming back out here to Russia. So, hopefully I'll be back here. One, because I've enjoyed my time here. But secondly, obviously, because I'm in England, we'll be in the last four. It's been a really great experience. Enjoyed it. I recommend Russia, if only to come and find out some of the perceptions that the British people and media offer about Russia to find out for yourself, you know, what it's like out here. I'll definitely come back and I recommend it. And this has been my, it's not a vlog, is it? It's not, I can't call it a vlog or a blog because it's audio. This is my special podcast on the road to Russia. Signing out for the Football Fans Podcast. Peace.